Okay, Boker Tov, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our every other week, Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh class learning. I hope everybody is well, and Be'ezrat Hashem, ready for a Divrei Torah and inspiration to enhance our love for observance of connection to Shabbos Kodesh. I thank our anonymous sponsor very much. She wishes to remain anonymous, her and her family, Tizkul Mitzvah, so that Ma'isim Tovim, she could not even attend Shir this morning due to a family conflict. Baruch Hashem, we wish her only Naches, but she is still sponsoring, so the Zchus of these Divrei Torah should bring many Shabbosos spend in good health and Naches and Rov Simcha to her and her family. And these Divrei Torah should bring Yeshuos and Refuos and Simchas and Naches, and only good to all of us who choose to learn and participate, our families, and should bring a lot of light of Torah to Kal Yisrael, Be'ezras Hashem. So we are on page 65, 64, 65 of the Sefer, going to be sharing a beautiful piece today by Rabbi Shimon Finkelman, who is a Rabbi Atarche and also a noted author of many different biographies and Sfarim as well. So here we go. I'm just going to recap where we're up to. Where we're up to in the Sefer is that this is a weekly wedding. When we prepare today for Shabbos Kodesh, or if you prepared yesterday, or a combination, like many of us, of yesterday and today. So what we're doing is we're catering a simcha for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem says, I have a wedding coming, and you're my caterer. And Hashem takes care of the bill. And he says, don't worry, the account is on me. You spend, you buy generously for Shabbos, and I, the Ribbono Shel Olam, take care of buying whatever you need. So we are preparing for a wedding. The Ribbono Shel Olam and Kal Yisrael enter into a chasen kala arrangement. Bowie kala, bowie kala, on Shabbos Kodesh. So Rav Shimshon Pinkas writes on page 65, and so it is, we can splurge for Shabbos even if our finances are tight. As mentioned above, and this is important, I'm just recapping the classes that meet every other week. I really like to recap so that we know where we're up to, okay? So I'm just going back one paragraph, so that we know where we're up to. As mentioned, however, a person must establish a practical framework within which to fulfill this mitzvah, because there's no end to that which may be bought or baked. And I think that this is just very important. While we spend for Shabbos, we're supposed to spend more to honor the Shabbos, but within reason. And it's an important balance to remember. So yes, it's on Hashem's bill, of course, but that doesn't mean you could spend way beyond your means, something totally impractical, and then Hashem will pay you back. We must establish a practical framework within which to fulfill this mitzvah, because truly there's no end to that which can be bought, baked, etc. The Mishnah Berurah says, one should not borrow on Hashem wildly. Rav Pinkas is quoting the Mishnah Berurah, you should not borrow on Hashem wildly, lest you ultimately transgress the laws of financial honesty. It would not be financially honest. We should not buy things beyond our lifestyle. We should act as if we were really commissioned by Baron Rothschild. The main thing is to know you're preparing for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He ordered the meal, so as best as you can, you should try and compliment the Ribbono Shel Olam. The same applies to how we dress for Shabbos. Now he moves into the topic of dress. When a person looks through his wardrobe and he tries to decide what to wear for a certain occasion, he certainly decides and he takes into account whose company he will be in. If he will be amongst very distinguished people, he dresses accordingly. It's so true. When you go to an important meeting, when you go to a simcha, when you go to a meet a rav, you're going to dress like you're going to be bekavadek for the occasion or for the person. You're not going to be like, you know, I don't know, in your house clothes that you do when you're cleaning. You're going to look appropriate. If he'll be amongst distinguished people, he will dress accordingly. If he realizes he only has tatters and an important occasion is coming up, he considers buying himself a new outfit. When a person makes a simcha, they go out and they spend some time. They choose the clothing. Some people spend more time. Some people spend less time. But you want to look appropriate for the occasion. That's what it is with Shabbos every week, says Rav Shimshon Pinkas. This is Shabbos every week. We should keep in mind who, capital W, we are dressing up for. We are like Kohanim. We are the ministers before Hashem, and therefore we must be in dignified priestly garments. So just like the Kohanim could not serve, use me in their weekday clothing, whatever they wore at home, so too every single Shabbos, it's like going to a simcha, it's like going before a distinguished person, the Havdil of Alfei Avdalos, we go before Hashem. So it's so funny, Malki Sultan, who learns with us, she's not zooming in, but she listens to the Shi'urim when she can't zoom in, she listens to the Shi'urim on YU Torah, so she'll hear me, yeah, thank her. So Malki Sultan actually just mailed me, it came in the beginning of the week. Came in the mail in the beginning of the week, maybe it even came in the mail on Shabbos, I'm not sure. She said that Inyan magazine, Inyan is the Hamoadiyah magazine, the Inyan Parshas Bamidbar magazine, Hamoadiyah, Parshas Bamidbar was the week before Shavuos, was all about Shabbos. It is called in honor of the Queen, the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, and she is actually out of state, but she asked me for my address, and she mailed this to me. It's a whole magazine on Shabbos. So in the beginning of the week, I actually had some time. I don't know how that happened, but I actually read the first article. And when I sat down to manage the first article, I opened it up. It's Rabbi Shimon Finkelman. Rabbi Shimon Finkelman is a Rabbi Yeshiva Derchi Torah of Harakwe. He's also an author of a number of books for Art School. Some of the biographies are written by Rabbi Finkelman. He's a Rabbi Derchi. So he has the first article. So earlier in the week, I opened it up and I read it. It's called The Many Dimensions of Kavod Shabbos. And then when I was preparing this shiur, it's so funny because I sat down to prepare this shiur, and as soon as I read this paragraph, I said, wait, that's what Rabbi Finkelman's article is about. So I'm going to quote from the Inyan magazine, which is part of the Hamoladia publication. This past Parshas from Midbar, Rabbi Shimon Finkelman, The Many Dimensions of Kavod Shabbos. So the last thing we just read is that not only should your food be appropriate for Shabbos and be kavodik for a wedding, but also your clothing. So when you get dressed later, you have to take into account that we're dressing for the Baal Shem. It's something we've stressed many times in this year and something that's very important. It doesn't matter if you're not having company coming to your table. It doesn't matter how many people are at the table. It doesn't matter if they are guests or no guests. It doesn't matter if you're by yourself or with one or two people. Hashem is at your table. The Malachi Sharis are at your table. The Shabbos Hamalka is at your table. That's who we have to look bekavodik for on Shabbos Kodesh. And it's just really something very practical that everybody could apply. So if you're listening to the Shir and you're a person who has not yet striven to change their levush in honor of Shabbos, it's something very important to keep in mind that every person, it's a halacha, and I'm going to start now by quoting Rabbi Finkelman's article, that for Shabbos, we have to look like a Shabbos Kodesh. That's the last thing we read in our Sefer. So now I'm going to go back to the article. So I read it mamish at the beginning of the week, then I was preparing the shir, and I said, wait a minute, I just read about this. Here we go. The many dimensions of Kavod Shabbos. The Navi relates that at the end of his life, David HaMelech, his body could not be warmed by garments. It's Sefer Melachim Aleph, Paragav. I did not learn it inside. I'm quoting the article. The Gemara Maseches Brachas, however, says that there was a divine punishment for something David HaMelech done years for... This was a divine punishment, says the Gemara, for something which David HaMelech had done years earlier while fleeing from Shaul HaMelech when Shaul was still king. At one point, David was able to sneak up to King Shaul. David cut off a piece of Shaul's cloak in order to prove he meant no harm to the king, since he could have killed him, but he didn't kill him. He cut off a corner of the cloak. I don't know enough about it. If you want to know more, look it up. Please don't ask me questions. I'm quoting from the article, but we're bringing out a point about having honor for Begadim. Though David's intentions were noble, he was punished mida keneged mida. He committed an act of disrespect for Begadim, and therefore Begadim could not warm him in his old age. Interesting. Do we think so much about taking care with such kavod of the garments that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us? Everything is from Hashem. Hashem is the Malbush Arumim. So to Yud Dalet Aleph. Mahu af ata v'alach de bedrachav. Mahu, actually, the Gemara says that's the first chesed in the Torah. Darish Rabbi Simlei Torah t'chilasu g'milis chasadim v'sofa g'milis chasadim. So, t'chilasu g'milis chasadim. Ayas Hashem elokim la'adam l'ishta kosnas arvay albishay malbish arumim. Actually, the first chesed in the Torah is malbish arumim. So every garment of clothing that we put on, of course, like everything else in our life, belongs to Ribbono Shel Olam, but we also have to treat it with respect. Just like everything Hashem gives us has to be treated with respect, so too our garments have to be treated with respect. And the Gemara says in Brachos, Samech Beis Beis, that because David HaMelech did not show respect for garments at the end of his life, Mida Kamega Mida, Bemida Shalom Mode, Mode Dino, the garments did not show respect for him, so to speak, he could not be warmed by them. What does this have to do with Shabbos? So Rabbi Shimon Finkelman writes as follows. We see that in order for someone to benefit from something, he needs to show respect for that. So if you want to benefit from something, you have to show respect for it. This is especially true regarding mitzvos. If you want to benefit from mitzvos, you need to do them in a bekavodik fashion. And particularly regarding Shabbos Kodesh, where the Navi specifically speaks of according a proper kavod. So Rabbi Finkelman is saying, if we want to benefit from Shabbos, and I would venture to say that all of us want to benefit from Shabbos, and probably like me, you wait all week for Shabbos. We count down the Shir Shel Yom to Shabbos. The Navi says in Yeshayahu 58:13, V'karasa l'Shabbos oneg, l'kodesh Hashem mechubar. The karasal Shabbos oneg. You should proclaim Shabbos a delight, an oneg. The kadosh Hashem mechubar, and the holy ones of God, an honorable day. Okay. The Rambam writes, so here we have in this pasuk from Yeshaya, we have the inyan of oneg Shabbos and kavod Shabbos. The karasal Shabbos oneg. So on Shabbos, you should have a delight in Shabbos. The kodesh Hashem mechubar. So it is a day of oneg, and it's also a day of kavod. The Rambam writes, says Rabbi Finkelman, that we honor Shabbos by bathing, so we should shower in honor of Shabbos, wash. We should wear special clothing, and we must get the house ready for the Shabbos Hamalka, the Shabbos Queen. The Chaye Adam writes in Zichru Toras Moshe, it is a mistake for a person to dress Shabbos stick only when he's outside the house. So this is also something that sometimes happens, that a person will get dressed fancy to go to shul, or nicely to go to Simcha, Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos, I'd say, Kiddush, eat at someone's house, and then they come home, and they come home and they put on their weekday clothing. So you could have specific items for Shabbos that, I'm not a Rav, I think you could have specific items for Shabbos that are perhaps, you know, not your fanciest dress, but it's still Shabbos clothing, it's still a Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, as opposed to putting on, I don't know, a pair of shorts, or not for us, a pair of shorts, or a denim skirt, or something along those lines. We have to make sure, that writes the Chaye Adam, that it is a mistake for a person to dress Shabbos like only outside the home. One must honor Shabbos. He is quoting the Sefer Chaye Adam by Harav Avram Danzik. One must honor, no, he's quoting the Sefer Zichru Torah Moshe, written by the Chaye Adam, which is Harav Avram Danzik. One must honor Shabbos even when he is indoors and all by himself. As the pasuk says, "Beini ubein bnei Yisrael oshi hi leolam." Between me and the bnei Yisrael, it is the eternal sign forever. Shabbos. For Shabbos clothes is not in honor of those who will see us; they are in honor of Shabbos. One should imagine a king has come to visit him, and surely it is so when Shabbos Kodesh arrives, which brings with it a neshama kadosha for every year. I will just point out that just like Shabbos is you're honoring the king and you have to be dressed appropriately, the same thing about tefillah, just on a separate halacha, the same thing about tefillah. Just like with tefillah, you're standing, Shivisa Hashem Negli Sam, and you're standing before the king of all kings, the Melech Machem Lachim, and you have to think to yourself, would I go to an important meeting in what I am currently davening in? So a person's not allowed to daven their pajamas. I saw a tshuva by Rav Yosef Tzvi Miron about davening in pajamas. There are times a person's rechmal tzan achola, a person's not able to get dressed, but a person shouldn't be unkempt and unwashed, and you didn't wash your face, you didn't brush your teeth. That's not how you would go to a meeting. A person, when he comes to daven before the Ribbono Shel Olam, standing for the Melech Machem Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't mean you have to put on your yantav dress for davening, but you have to look dressed. At least you have to be dressed. Okay, that's just an aside. No doubt the author of Chaye Adam, says Rabbi Finkelman, would also disapprove of dressing more casually on Shabbos afternoon as the day winds down. I thought this was very interesting because Rabbi Finkelman is saying as the day comes to a close, we should not be more lackadaisical and take it more casually, which really corresponds to what we spent the past few weeks learning. If you remember, based on the Abu Draham and Rabbi Daniel Gladstein and Rabbi Laura Jonathan Sachs, Zichron Levracha, we learned about the three times of Shabbos. Friday night, Maisa Bereishis, engagement, so to speak. Shabbos morning, Matan Torah, betrothal. Seuda Shlishis, afternoon, Mincha time, La'asid Lavo, it's the time of the future, when the future will come, Yomos HaMashiach, and it is the time of Yichud, between the Chasen Kala, between Hashem and Kaisa. So that's the most intimate time of Shabbos. The afternoon is not the most casual time, Adarab, it's the most intimate time. It represents Yomos HaMashiach, and it represents the Yichud between the Chasen Kala. So therefore, the Chaye Adam would disapprove of dressing more casually on Shabbos afternoon as the day winds down. The Zohar teaches us that the time of Seuda Shlishis, as Shabbos draws to a close, is called Ra'ava Deravin, a most auspicious and holy time, and it deserves the proper kavod. Rav Elio Planzatzel related, listen to this, his Rebbe, the Altar of Kelm, had special socks, as well as a special talis katan, tzitzis, as well as other garments that were not visible to others in honor of Shabbos. This is really beautiful. This is saying not only do I have special Shabbos garments, but even those things which are not visible to other people, will be special for Kavod Shabbos. Very high madriga, but it's something that every one of us could apply this, no matter what level we're on, we could always do more. If a person thinks they're finished in their Avodas Hashem, oyvei. If a person thinks they're finished in their Avodas Hashem, then it's a bad. That's the Yetzer Hara. That's Mamash Yetzer Hara. So no matter what level we're on, we could all do a little bit better. Everyone could rise a little higher in their Kavod Shabbos through their Levush. And when these garments became worn out of the altar of Kelm, he would not use them on weekdays because they had been consecrated in honor of Shabbos. Such was the way that the altar of Kelm honored Shabbos with his attire, even his socks and his talis katan, which people could not see, were special for Shabbos. So we learn from David HaMelech, who was punished for not honoring garments, that Rabbi Finkelman says, if we want to benefit from a mitzvah, we must honor the mitzvah. How do we honor Shabbos? One of the ways that we honor Shabbos is through our levush, and we have to make sure that we dress appropriately for the Shabbos Hamalka. Now Rabbi Finkelman continues, from the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, it is clear that preparing properly for Shabbos is an important aspect of Kavod Shabbos. Remember, the pasuk from Yeshayahu, which is the source for Oneg and Kavod Shabbos, speaks about two aspects of Shabbos. So it's clear that preparing properly for Shabbos is an important aspect of Kavod Shabbos. We prepare for Shabbos not only because we can't do necessary melacha on this day. So yes, you have to prepare because you can't cook the chicken tonight and tomorrow. So if you don't cook the chicken today, you're not going to have what to eat. So that is true, but there is another reason that we prepare for Shabbos. The preparation itself is a form of showing kavod and a way to connect to the day's awesome kedusha. So preparing itself is showing kavod. And I was smiling when I was reading this article because, and then again when I was preparing for the shiur and I went to read it again, because he now quotes the Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim. Okay? 251. It's the Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim, Reish Nun. Yeah. How do I know it's Reish Nun? Because it happens to be that a few weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago, my son showed me this inside the Shulchan Aruch. And we said, what is a mnemonic? I never say the word properly. Okay, whatever. I always have problems with that word. To remember that it is Reish Nun. So I said to my son, Reish Nun, it's 250. The gematria of Ner is 250. And we light candles on Shabbos, Nero Shabbos, and Ner is 250. It also happens to be, forget the gematria, Reish Nun backwards is Ner. So it's very easy to remember. So you could all remember the Sazel, Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim, where he talks about preparing for Shabbos. Here we go. One should rise early to prepare that which is needed for Shabbos. So we're quoting now the Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim, okay? Hilchos Shabbos. One should rise early to prepare that which is needed for Shabbos. Even, and my son showed it to me inside, just a couple of months ago, he mama showed me the lesson inside. Even if one has many servants to serve him, this is also applicable because many people, it's not a judgment, not making a fact. Many people have help in the home or housekeepers who prepare many of the vegetables, the peeling, etc. It's wonderful. Baruch Hashem, if you have the help, enjoy it. Thank you, Hashem. But a person has to make sure that they do something for Shabbos. That's Moshe the Shulchan Aruch writes, that it's not enough to have the Shulchan Aruch writes servants, okay? If one has, if one has many servants to serve him, he should strive to prepare at least something himself for Shabbos. So if someone else is preparing all the soup vegetables, and there you have someone, Baruch Hashem, to peel all your apples and your potatoes, your vegetables, and wash all your dishes, it's wonderful. Enjoy. Baruch Hashem. Ashreichem. You still have to make sure to prepare something for Shabbos. They cannot do everything because it's not their mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos. I'm not talking about a chola, I'm not talking about something incapacitated, I'm not talking about extenuating circumstances. Please, person must make sure to do some preparation by themselves. The halacha is that even if one has many servants to serve him, he should strive to prepare at least something himself in honor of Shabbos in order to give the day kavod. So you have to give Shabbos kavod. Not your servants have to give Shabbos kavod, you have to give Shabbos kavod. As we find in the Gemara, and now the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara, Rav Chisda would thinly slice vegetables, Rabba and Rav Yosef would chop the wood. Rav Zera would kindle a fire, and Rav Nachman would prepare the house by bringing the Shabbos vessels in and taking the weekday vessels out. So you see, the Gemara tells us that the Amoraim prepared themselves for Shabbos. Rav Chista would be actually slicing vegetables, Rabbah and Rav Yosef would be chopping wood, Rav Zera would kindle the fire, Rav Nachman would take out the weekday vessels and bring in the Shabbos vessels. Everyone should take a lesson from these sages, says the Shulchan Aruch. No one should say, it is beneath my dignity. For through this, giving honor through Shabbos, one is honored. So you could say a play on the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph, Ezehu mechubad hamechabe esabrios. Who is an honorable person? One who honors creations, one who honors people. But we could say, based on what the last thing we read from the Shulchan Aruch, that through giving honor to Shabbos, one is honored. We could do a little play on the Mishnah. Ezehu mechubad hamechabe esabrios. Who is an honorable person? One who is mekavi the Shabbos. When a person is mekavi the Shabbos, it's a mitzvah. It's not wasting time, chas v'sham, that you could be doing something else when you're preparing for Shabbos. You're doing such a great mitzvah. You're keidung Hashem se'uda. Ezu mechubad, who is an honorable person, a mekavi the Shabbos, one who personally honors the Shabbos. We learn from Chazal that we don't say it's beneath my dignity to sweep the floor. It's beneath my dignity to thin the vegetables, you know, thinly. It's beneath my dignity to, wash the dishes. You're preparing for Shabbos. The Chaye Adam writes, he saw tzaddikim take a broom in hand and sweep their homes to cover Shabbos Kodesh. In the Pasuk, continues Rabbi Finkelman, the Navi speaks not only of cover, but I have to thank Malki Sultan for thinking of me when this Hamudia publication came out, and she took the time to mail it to me, the whole magazine. First, she just sent me one article. And then she said, you know what? Send me another email. Should I just realize the whole magazine is about Shabbos? I'm going to send it to you. I said, thank you so much. So Malki Sultan was very useful. Thank you. In the Pasuk, the Navi speaks not only of Kavod Shabbos, but also Oneg Shabbos. How do we fulfill Oneg Shabbos? Again, the Pasuk says, the Karasa Shabbos Oneg, the Kadosh Hashem Mechubar. So how do we, just spoke about Kavod Shabbos. How do we fulfill Oneg Shabbos? Which we fulfill by serving tasty foods at the Shabbos Udos. The Shlach HaKadosh states that Oneg Shabbos must be done also for the honor of Shabbos, not only to enjoy a good meal. So if you serve tasty foods, you should think to yourself, it's not because I'm so hungry, it's not because I've had time to eat all afternoon, it's not because I love, don't say that, this chicken, I enjoy eating this chicken, it's because you should say this is for Oneg Shabbos. How does one show that his intentions are truly for Shabbos and not for satiating his own self? The Dubna Magid writes that Yeshayahu Navi, in that same Pasuk, quotes above, that we quoted the Pasuk already, cautions us, in the same Pasuk, Yeshayahu Navi also says, Vidaber Davar, you should speak about a thing. From this, Chazal derive, so not only is there the necessity of Kavod Shabbos, not only is there an Inyan of Oneg Shabbos, but there's an Inyan of Dibur Shabbos, how we speak on Shabbos. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to, give me 1 second, I'm going to put the Pasuk in the chat for us. I should have prepared this before. I apologize. I didn't plan on it. That's why I didn't think of it. Okay, so this pasuk is the source where Chazal learned many inyanim of Shabbos. Here we go. I'm going to put it for us all to see. Okay? 1 second. Okay. Okay, it's on now on the chat, and we could all see it together. So from this pasuk, Chazal learned out many important halachos and inyanim about Shabbos. Im tashiv mishabbos raglecha, asos chafetzecha b'yom kachi. The karasal l'shabbos oneg, the kedosh Hashem mechubad, v'chibadeto me'asos drachecha, mimtsoa chafetzecha v'daber davar. This is what the pasuk says in Yeshayahu. If you turn away your foot, Shabbat, you see, means cease. Im tashiv mishabbat rabbecha. If you turn away your foot, you cease on Shabbos. In other words, you move away from your business on Shabbos. Turn your foot away from the street. Turn your foot away from the farm. Turn your foot away from the office because it's Shabbos. Asos chafetzecha b'yom kachi. Do not pursue your desires. Stop pursuing your desires, your business, your wants, your needs on my holy day. And you will call Shabbos a delight for the honorable ones, to the holy ones of Hashem, it is honorable. And you should honor Shabbos from not going about your way, from not finding your desires. You should not try to accumulate things, to do business on this day. You should not pursue your business. V'daber davar. What is v'daber davar? So daber davar, Chazal learn out, is your Shabbos talk should be different than your weekday talk. Says Rav Shimon Finkelman, from here Chazal derive our Shabbos conversation should not be the same as they are during the weekday. So if the Navi tells us, im tashiv mishabbos raglacha, asos chavatzecha b'yam kachi, you will cease from doing your business, you will cease your foot from being in the office, the farm, the wagon, the fields, you will not acquire things, you will not do your work on my holy day. You will have the Indian of Oneg Shabbos, you will have the Indian of Kavod Shabbos, you will honor it by not engaging in business, by not seeking out your wants, v'daber davar. You will speak not about business and not about the fields, you will speak only about Shabbos. That's what Chazal learned out. A person who shows through his behavior and conversation that Shabbos is a day of Kedusha, is a person whose oneg Shabbos is not just for the sake of enjoying good food, but is truly the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. So through our speech, we show our true intentions. If we serve beautiful food, but we're talking about, I don't know, the stock market, and the business deal, and the meeting I have upcoming, and the train I need to catch immediately after Shabbos, for example, and who won the soccer game. So we're not really talking about eating in honor of Shabbos. We're eating to satiate ourselves. But v'daber davar, the final two words of the pasuk, you should speak about matters. You should speak about matters pertaining to Shabbos Kodesh. You know, it's funny slash not funny. Sometimes people will say nis Shabbos grat ba, and then they'll say what's nis Shabbos grat. So the truth is that it's a halacha. We should try it all. This is also something. Let's say you feel in terms of clothing, you know, you dress for Shabbos. We've spoken about this. You dress for Shabbos. You work on it. Okay, first of all, there's always something extra that we could all do, but fine. And you know, food, you started to buy a little bit extra Shabbos treat because we learned about the Gemara and Beitza, Tazayin, and it's on the Shabbos bill, etc. When it comes to speech, it's one of the hardest inyanim for a human being, just in general, not even relating to Shabbos. Shmiras HaLashon, I don't mean like, you know, your half an hour dedicated day. I mean guarding your tongue, literally, the whole day, is one of mamish the hardest inyanim for a human being. This is something that perhaps we could really apply in terms of Shabbos. We could try and be more cognizant. Is our speech always befitting of Shabbos Hamalka? Or are we talking about matters that we should really not be speaking about on Shabbos? Something we should pay attention to. Now, if, you know, we find that we're really not speaking about matters of Shabbos, so if we say, I'm never going to talk about something forbidden again on Shabbos, we're setting ourselves up probably not for a success, because it's very hard to make drastic changes in an instant. But maybe one conversation we could try and direct it a different way. One statement we could hold back from saying. One Shabbos meal, we could be more cognizant that the conversation is not the covered Shabbos. So even your speech, your dress, your clothing, your food preparation, your dress and clothing is the same, your food preparation, what you spend for Shabbos, so all ties into Oneg and Kavod, and even your speech has to be Shabbostic. This is especially true of our words at the Shabbos Su'udah, writes Rabbi Finkelman. He writes, my mother, Allah al-Sham, had a rule, and he says it was fully endorsed by my father, that every course of the Shabbos Su'udah had to be either followed by Zmiros or Dvar Torah. She would not serve the next course until we complied with her rule, exclamation mark. As someone who had a heightened appreciation for Shabbos, she had attended the Eastern District High School when she came to America, like so many immigrants and their children. They went to public school. Nevertheless, she and my father made sure that the conversation at the table was Shabbostic. So this is something we have to keep in mind. I'll tell you, it's interesting. The week of the King's coronation, I hadn't seen that Mishpacha had a whole article and I would have brought it to the table. We ended up having a conversation at the table about the King's coronation that Friday night. But we weren't talking about the King's coronation, how much do his jewels cost, and when was the throne built, and how heavy does the crown weigh. The only reason I know these things is because they were like in Mishpacha and a little bit in the Jewish home, I think, also, the local Jewish paper. So, and you know, I don't know, he's going to stand on the porch of Buckingham Palace and who's going to be there. We were talking about how Jews throughout the ages, we were specifically speaking about it because the chief Rabbi Mervis attended the coronation, which was in a church on Shabbos. The Mishpacha had a thing on it and they quoted the London based in and why it's important, why I used to go, etc. Fine, I'm not a Rav, I'm nothing. I'm just saying that our conversation was not about the crown jewels or about the royal family. That's, I don't believe, appropriate for a Shabbos table. We were talking about Jews and Gaulis. And the Jews and Gauls who are meshubad to the Ummas HaOlam, like we are if you live in Gauls, even if you have religious freedom, we are meshubad to the Ummas HaOlam, very often have to, with the permission of halacha, behave in ways that we might not have to do if we were sovereign in our own land or under a miracle. So the kids are giving some examples. My daughter brought up Esther, Queen Esther, who was taken to the palace of Ahasuerus against her will. I brought up what I thought was a pretty interesting proof. I went to get the Gemara in Gittin, where the Gemara in Gittin writes about Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. And I opened it up at the table and I read the Gemara there. The story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, if you remember, was, okay, he was thrown out of the party. The Caesar sent a calf, a fine calf. And the Chacham debated if they should offer a calf that is blemished on the Mizbeach in order so that the Caesar would not be upset. In other words, my only point to bring up the Gemara is that sometimes we have to do things within the parameters of halacha, that lechatchila might be asr al pi halacha, but in order to appease the government or to have shalom with government. Okay. My point is that there's different ways to talk about the coronation of the king. If it's current events and people are interested, you could either talk about the scandal with his children, the scandal many years ago with his wife and whatever. How much the crown jewels cost? How heavy is the throne on his head? Etc., etc., etc. Or you could talk about the idea as it relates to Yehudah's Judaism, our condition in Galus, Esther HaMalka, Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, etc. So we have to make sure that we guide our conversations to the best of our ability to be Shabbistic as well. And this is something that everybody could work on. Rabbi Shimon Finkelman, Harav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, famously said that Yidden in America have brought back the Shabbos, but they have not brought back Erev Shabbos. In the European shtetl, before the Holocaust, the house and its inhabitants were ready for Shabbos at around noon on Erev Shabbos, when the day's Kedusha begins to descend. Okay, so in Micha Haaretz, we're not usually ready by noon, especially in the summer, when Shabbos is much later. Everyone dressed for Shabbos early. The men would learn or say Shir HaShirim, while the woman's Shir HaShirim is so beautiful. It's the Shlomo Melech wrote in his youth. It's a love story between Hashem and Knesset Yisrael. So as Shabbos is coming in, as we're going for the engagement and the wedding and the yichud, we read the love story between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. While the woman would read Se'enu Ure'ena or say Tehillah. Being ready early for Shabbos is a great expression of Kavod Shabbos, because if an important guest is coming, you want to be ready in your home in advance. You're not going to wait till the very last second and running to put things away and running to get dressed. No. The Gemara Masechah Shabbos relates, he quotes Masechah Shabbos Kuf Yud Tes, that as Shabbos drew near, Rav Chanina would don his finest clothing, so he really brings his article full circle. This is the last paragraph of the article. The Gemara tells us Rav Chanina would don his finest clothing and invite others to join him in going out to greet the Shabbos Malka. Rav Yanai would go out to greet the Shabbos Kala. So Shabbos is a Malka, she's a queen, she's a Kala, she's a bride. Michtav Me'eliyahu writes that the terms Malka, queen, and Kala, bride, refer to dual aspects of Shabbos. Shabbos is a queen. It imbues those who keep it with its unique spiritual light, just like a queen bestows grace upon her subjects, no pun intended with what the coronation was just talking about before. A queen grants grace to all those, hopefully a benevolent queen, grants grace and goodwill to the subjects in her kingdom. So too, Shabbos is a queen, grants grace and goodwill to all the subjects in her kingdom. Who's that? The Yidden who keep Shabbos. It's a kala, a bride, in that its aura is enhanced by those who properly observe it. So just like we have Ketzim Raktam Ufnei Kala, and we enhance the simcha of the bride by coming before her, dancing before her, lauding her, dressing for her, so too we have to do for Shabbos Kodesh. Last two sentences of the article, when we give proper kavod to Shabbos, both before it begins, in her preparation, so you know when you finish, When we finish here, maybe you're all prepared already. I don't know. If you're going to prepare, have this in mind. When you do your preparation, remember what the Shulchan Aruch writes. Remember what the Gemara says. The Gemara writes about the Amarab who would go out of their way to slice the vegetables, kindle the fire, prepare the house, take out the weekday vessels, bring in the Shabbos vessels. You should have in your mind that the whole day, the whole Yom Shishi is a mitzvah. It's not just I'm preparing for the mitzvah of Shabbos. There's a difference. It's a mitzvah of itself. I'm preparing for Shabbos. Shabbos is a mitzvah, Shabbos observance, connecting with the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Onag and Kavod Shabbos, but the mitzvah of preparing starts while you're actually preparing, and it's a mitzvah in and of itself, and it should give us a great chizuk. I shouldn't think, oh, I have so much work to do, there's something else I could be doing. No. When we give proper kavod to Shabbos, both before it begins and as we experience it, we become filled with its light. Like we take from the queen benevolence, we become filled with the light of Shabbos, and we contribute to its aura, like we contribute to the aura of a kala. Let us strive to do our best to be mechabed the holy day of Shabbos. I think that also a queen, so that's the end of the article. Let us strive to our best to be mechabed the holy day of Shabbos. So I really thank Malki Sultan very much for this beautiful piece that relates so perfectly, wow, to where we are holding with Shimshon Pinkas the Sefer. I was going to say that also, I think the comparison to Shabbos in the Gemara in Kuf Yud Tes Aleph, as a Shabbos Malka, Rabbi Chanina would don his finest clothing and invite others to join him and go out to greet the Shabbos Malka. Well, Rav Yanai would go to greet the Shabbos Kala. Okay, so every word of Chazal, just like every word of the Torah Shabichtav, the Chavdal Sefer Tanakh, is significant and not an accident. Chazal also, the Torah is given to Torah Shabichtav and Torah Shabbal Peh to Moshe at Har Sinai. Every word is significant. So the Michtav Meliyahu describes the difference between the Shabbos Malka, Queen, and Shabbos Kala. But I think that we could also, one is the aura of, one second, filled with light, Malka, and the other we contribute to its aura, the Kala. But I think you could say something else. One second. That's interesting. Kala is embedded in the word Malka. The letters Kala also make up the word Malka, except for a mem. That's interesting. But I just thought of it as I'm speaking, so I don't know yet a psha. Okay. May the Rebbeinu Shalom enlighten me, you should say. Okay, so what I was going to say is that there's different aspects of... One second. My fridge is very full. Just leave it on the counter. What is it? Okay, I'll take care of it when I'm done. Thank you. Thank you. Well, there's a difference between Malka, Queen, and Kala, Bride. What's the difference? When you see a queen, I've never seen a queen, but when you see a queen, there's a set, I'm talking about a real a queen, okay? The Queen of England just died. She was a real queen. People would make a bracha upon seeing her. There's a sense of awe. There's a sense of yira, so to speak, before a queen. That's the relationship of a subject to the queen. She's not your best friend. Unless she is, but I mean for the subjects. She's not your best friend. She's not your family. There's a sense of tremendous awe, inspiration, trepidation. But it's also a sense of, I don't want to use the word distance in a negative sense, but because you have so much awe for her, she's removed from you. She's greater than you, holier than you, so to speak. It's a mashal. But a kala, when someone sees their kala, it's the most intimate relationship there is. I'm not talking about physically, if they're not married, just the kala, but it's the most deepest connection. It doesn't represent yira and pachad, it represents ahava and rachamim. It's a totally different relationship. The relationship of a person to the malka or the melech and the relationship of a person to a kala. Totally different relationship. One is yira and pachad, and distance is the wrong word. I'm not sure what word I'm trying to say. A sense of something holier than me, something greater than me, which I am in awe of, and I only wish I could access a little bit of that holiness, standing on trepidation. And the other relationship of kala is something that's so, so close to me, something so intimate to me, something that I love more than anything in the world. Maybe the Gemara is teaching us, I don't know, I didn't see it down anywhere, I haven't brought it down anywhere, but this is what I'm thinking. Maybe the Gemara is teaching us that this is how we should relate to Shabbos, with these dual aspects. On the one hand, Shabbos is the source of Al-Kadusha on the road. On the one hand, she is so tremendous. She is so good. She was here before we were here. She was created in Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph ends with Vayhi Er, Vayhi Boker Yamashishi. That's the very end of Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, by my Sibarishis. And then Vayhi Chula Shemayim Varetz V'chal Tzavan, Vayhi Chalukim B'yamashvi Melachto Asher Osa, Vayhi Yishpas V'yamashvi Mekom Melachto Asher Osa, Vayhi Vari Chalukim Es Yamashvi Vayhi Kadesh Oso, Kivo Shabbos Mekom Melachto Asher Baralukim Maso. So it's Perek Beis, Pesukim Aleph through Gimel, by my Sibarishis. So Shabbos was here way before we were here. Shabbos infuses everything with Kedusha. Shabbos bestows upon her subjects a tremendous elevation, whether you keep Shabbos or not, Chas v'Shalom, Shabbos is coming. Shabbos is Kadosh. Shabbos is like the queen in her palace who were in awe and trepidation of, look at the awesomeness of Shabbos. We sometimes take Shabbos for granted. I think we could say that, because hopefully this year helps us not take Shabbos for granted, but because it's something that many of us have always grown up with, many of us, something we're so used to in our communities, maybe we take it for granted. We should have a sense of, just like you look at Malka, a queen, you realize that she's not on the same level of me. She infuses something into her subjects, and so I'm in awe of her. I make a bracha on the queen. Wow! On the other hand, Shabbos is the aspect of not only is she our Malka, but she's our Kala. What's the Kala? The Kala is someone you're so intimate with. So I mean, depending where they're up to in the stage of marriage, I'm not talking about it. It's a mashal. Kala, someone you're so intimate with, someone you love, someone you're smitten with, someone who brings you so much joy, so much happiness, but on a very personal, intimate level. Not someone who's removed in the palace, who I'm in Pacha and Yerav, but someone who is so close to me. Maybe that's what Chazal are teaching us by calling Shabbos both a Shabbos Malka and a Shabbos Kala. That we have to have a sense of awe when Shabbos comes, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is coming to your house, not the Queen of England. That Ribbono Shel Olam is coming to your house. You have the sense of trepidation and awe. Everything should be perfect in order. My clothing should be beautiful. The table should be set. The food should be outstanding. Look who's coming. You have a sense of Yira. But on the other hand, we have another aspect of our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that is like a Chasan Kala. And in this case, the one I love more than anything else is coming to my house. My absolute beloved is coming to my home. And that is a sense not of Ahava, not of Yira, but a sense of Ahava. Maybe that's what Chazal want to teach us. We have to have both of these aspects. On the one hand, the Yira Shabbos, so to speak, doesn't mean be afraid, just like it doesn't mean you shouldn't be afraid of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we should also have Ahava Shabbos. And maybe that's what's in Zachar and Shamar. Zachar is Mitzvah Aseiv Shabbos. Shamar is Mitzvah Los Aseiv Shabbos. So Zachar means the Mitzvah Aseiv. That's the aspect of love. You want to do for the Kala. I want to do this for you. Shamar is a sense of do not do this. If you do this, the consequences will be very grave. That's the sense of Yira Shabbos. And we have to have both. Do you understand? Does this make sense? I didn't see it brought down here, but I think it's very beautiful. And to me, it sounds like it's MS. So I hope the Ribbono Shel Olam thinks it's MS. I hope. I don't know. It's so, Torah is amazing. The depths that you could reach in Torah and the... You know, so many years after Torah was given. Thousands. Over 3,000 years. The fact that there are still sodos, chidushim, ha'aros, it's unbelievable. Torah is vaster than the sea, wider than the heavens, and that's so huge that it's impossible to comprehend. How is it possible that there could still be new ideas, novel, unique interpretations? I'm not even talking about myself, Chas V'Shalom, I'm talking about our Gedolim. Like, over 3,000 years since it's been given, how many times has it been learned? It just, we should have a year on a Hava for Torah. So what are we saying? We're saying that Shabbos is Shabbos Hamalka on the one hand and Shabbos is Shabbos Kala on the other hand. So which is Shabbos? They represent two different aspects in our approach and our feelings toward Shabbos. On the one hand, we relate to her like we would relate to a queen. You should have pacha before a queen. You shouldn't feel chami chami. That's not appropriate for the queen. It's not kavod. You make a bracha because, whoa, look at your power. Look at your awesomeness. Look what you bring to the world. In the olden days, monarchies were very, very prevalent. Today, not so much anymore. When a person sees a queen, he has the fatal sense of yiram pachad and tremendous respect for the queen. So you dress properly, you serve proper food, you're on your best behavior because the queen is here. It's not your best friend. It's a very different relationship. On the other hand, Shabbos is also Shabbos Kala. What does it mean that she's the Kala? The Kala is someone that she accepts you when you're dressed down. He accepts you when you're dressed down, the Kala and the Chosen. And he overlooks if you're not wearing makeup. And he loves you no matter what happens. That's how we should be with Shabbos. Now, I'm not saying dress down, and I'm not saying you shouldn't be appropriate, but you have to understand that's a sense of love and intimacy. Shabbos also brings us Ahava. Ahava Shabbos, Ahava Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a sense of intimacy. And now what I'm saying is that I think it relates to the two commands of Shabbos. In Parshas Yisro, we're told Zachar Shem Shabbos Akacho, which is the mitzvahs Aseh of Shabbos. Rashi writes it in Parshas Yisro, not me. Zachar is the mitzvahs Aseh of Shabbos, Perchav Pasuch Ches in Parshas Yisro, Sefer Shmos. Zachar Shem Shabbos Akacho, all the things you should do for for Shabbos. You should honor Shabbos. You should have special food for Shabbos, special clothing for Shabbos. That's Zachar Siyama Shabbos Kacho. And Shamar Siyama Shabbos Kacho, Parshas Veschanan, Perek Hey of Devarim. I don't know the Pasuk. Perek Hey of Devarim, Parshas Veschanan, Shamar Siyama Shabbos Kacho is the Lo Tasei. Lo Saviru Eish B'chol Meshoseicha B'yom HaShabbos. Don't light a fire, don't do Borer, etc. So Shamar is Lo Tasei, Zachar is Asei. So these represent, I think, the two aspects of Shabbos. The Asei Mitzvos represent the Shabbos as the Kala. You want to do for your bride. You want to do for your betrothed because you're so in love. You want to do whatever you can to enhance the experience of being together with your kala. That's do all these things. Do oneg Shabbos. Do kavod Shabbos. Dress for Shabbos. Sing zmiros for Shabbos. All things you should do because you're in love with Shabbos. You're in love with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're intoxicated with ahava Shabbos and ahava Hashem. That's relationship of kala, ahava, Shabbos kala, aspect of ahava, yichud, intimacy, zachor shama Shabbos kacha. On the other, I see the time, and I know we all have to prepare for Shabbos, so give me 1 minute, please. And on the other hand, we have the sense of Shabbos Hamalka, where you feel a pachad, a reverence, an awe. You should, a healthy sense of distance and respect for the queen. She's not your best friend. You don't go slap her on the back and give her a high five. That's not how you deal with the queen. That's totally inappropriate. And that's how Shabbos also comes to teach us about Yiras Hashem and Pachad, and knowing that the tremendous awesomeness, way beyond anything we could fathom, that Shabbos brings to our world, and that corresponds to Shamar Shama Shabbos Sakacho, you shall not do, because when the queen comes to your home, there's many things you're not going to do, and Lo Tasei gives us a sense of Pachad, don't light a fire, you should be afraid to light a fire on Shabbos. Shamar Shama Shabbos Sakacho, Shabbos Hamalka. On the other hand, you should honor Shabbos with good foods, you're excited to serve good foods on Shabbos. That Zachar Siyama Shabbos Sakacho, and perhaps this also relates to the Indian of Oneg and Kavod. Oneg represents the love between the lover, Shabbos Kala. Oh my gosh, it's crazy how far Torah goes. And that's Oneg. But Kavod, you have to show a healthy sense of Kavod to the Shabbos Malka, to the queen, because you honor respect. Okay, unbelievable. Ma'afti sora secha kali misi chasi me'vaytichakameni mitzvosachak ki le'olam hili. I'm going to stop saying kapitel kofi tesetel. I wish you have a gevaldik Shabbos Kodesh. Thank our sponsors so very much. Tisku mitzvos so the ma'isim tovim. I wish everybody gevaldik, uplifting, wonderful oneg and kavod Shabbos with the malka and the kala, with the zachar and the shamar, with the yira and the ahava. Thank you so much. Hashem should bench us all with brachos and Yeshuas and Besoros Tovos, and the ultimate Yom Shekula Shabbos Umnucha Lechaye HaOlamim. Thank you so much for joining, everybody. Kol Tov, Shabbat Shalom.